Okay, Rabosa, good Erev Shabbos. Very exciting to start Maseches Bava Metzia with everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had something exciting to celebrate in Bava Kama. And if you didn't finish Bava Kama and you're starting with us now, so very exciting to have you on board. Baruch Hashem, welcome. It's never too late to start Daf Yomi. So very, very, very exciting to start the Masechet. Now, just one word of why we're talking about this topic. Shnai Moksin is a parak that perhaps you learned when you were young. Perhaps you learned when you're in yeshiva. Perhaps you never learned at all. But certainly is a tremendous amount of geschmack. Why are we talking about this now? So it's Rishonim talk about why this comes right after Bava Kama. As we mentioned, the Rishonim, right, there is an opinion in Rishonim that Maseches Nezikin, right, Bava Kama, Bava Basra, and Bava Metzia, not in that order, is one whole long Masechta. So in that case, that's kind of like, you know, kind of softens the why are we switching from this to that. But Tosos is already top Tosos. If you look at Tosos, he says, Idi de Iri Bagozo Basra. Now that we just said in the last daf, right, in yesterday's daf, right, on Bava Kama, at the end of the book, the last daf of Bava Kama says, Machogus Nesoris Nagar, right, of Balabais, right? We had the whole, if you remember, we had the whole discussion, how much does he keep, right, with the shavings of the wood or whatever it is. So now that we had, kind of a dispute in terms of items, so we move on to Shnayim Uksan, where two people are going to, as you'll see in a second, right, have a dispute about an item that they both found. So just like we left off with that, we kind of slide over into Bava Metzia, and there are other Rishonim give other answers, but this is it is both a Daf Yomi Limud and it is Erev Shabbos. So let's go right there. So it says the Mishnah to begin Maseches Bava Metzia. It says Shnayim Uksan Metalis Ze Omar Ani Metzasiya Ze Omar Ani Metzasiya Ze Omar Kulu Shaliv Ze Omar Kula Shali, right? Two people are grabbing onto a talus, and again, all these details, as you might imagine, right, become relevant at some point. Two people are grabbing onto a talus. One of them says, I found it. The other guy says, I found it. One of them says, it's all mine. And the other guy says, it's all mine. So now the Gemara will, obviously, in today's daf, will analyze a bunch of those points, right? We'll get to it. Why do you need both claims, etc.? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Zeh yishava she'in bo pachos mechetzia, v'zeh yishava she'in bo pachos mechetzia, aviyach loku. Right, both of them take a shvua that they don't have it, anything less than half, and they split it down the middle, and they split the, again, because the machlokas is about all of it, so they split it half and half. Zeh omar kula shali, v'zeh omar chetzia shali. If one guy says it's entirely his, one guy says half of it is his. So Omar Kula Shali Yeshava She'en Ba Pachos Mishlo Shechalakim. Right, the guy who says it's, again, what's the machlokas here? The machlokas is about the second half of it. Right, if one guy, right, everybody's moda, yeah, the first half, right, belongs to the first guy. So they take the shvua over the second half. So one guy swears he doesn't have anything less than three quarters. Omar Chetzia Shali Yeshava She'en Ba Pachos Mishlo. The guy says it's half mine. Right, says swears he doesn't have less than a half, less than a quarter rather. Right, one guy takes three quarters and the other guy takes one quarter. Hayu shnayim rochman agabi behema. Similar case, two people are riding on an animal. Osha hayu rochev echad manhig. One guy is riding, one guy is leading. Zalmar kula shali v'zalmar kula shali. Both of them say, right, it's entirely mine. Right, obviously competing claims. Again, they swear that they don't have less than half, and they should split it. Why do you need this case? Isn't that the exact same case? So Rashi already, right, usually sometimes the Gemara points that out. So Rashi already tells us that the Chiddush in the second part of the Mishnah is that riding and leading, right, is the same. Right, because you might have thought that maybe those are different levels of ownership, but those are considered to be the same. Okay. Bismajahim Modin, back in the Mishnah, but at the time when they admit, if they admit to something, and the Gemara will talk about this, Rashi already quotes it in the Gemara in Daf Ches, so we'll get to that in about a week. But when they agree, when they admit, so Yishlam Eidim, or there are witnesses, and then Chokim Blo Shavua, then they split it without a Shavua. Okay, and we'll get to that, that analysis in Daf Ches. Says the Gemara, is basically going to analyze, a couple of steps here today. We're going to first analyze the Lashon of the Mishnah, why do you need so much words, right? What, so many details, right? We're going to analyze the verbiage, and then we're going to wonder, right, who the author is of our Mishnah, and that'll take us to the bottom, right, of Beis Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, Lama li l'misna, ze omar ani mitzasiya, ze omar ani mitzasiya. Why do you need both of them? Well, I guess we should probably finish that line, right? Ze omar kula shali, ze omar kula shali. Why do you need both statements? Why did the Mishnah say that the guys have to claim, I found it, and it's all mine? Right? Isn't that obvious? Right? If a guy says, I found it, right? Obviously, he's saying that it's his. Why do you have to say, he found it and it's all mine? So Gemara says, Chara Chara Katani. So the first attempt the Gemara says, the Gemara tries to make and says, really, right, the Mishnah means one thing. Right? Ze Omar Anim Tzasiyah V'Kula Shali. Right? It's one statement. I found it and it's all mine. Right? Ze Omar Anim Tzasiyah V'Kula Shali. Right? Both of them are making the same single claim. So Gemara says, one second. V'Lisni Anim Tzasiyah. Well, why does it, again, if that's true, why do you need the entire phrase? Just say, I found it, v'niyadana d'kula shali, and we'll know, right, that all of it, right, is his. So Gemara says, itana anim tzasi, if it would have said that I found it, right, and just didn't say anything else, havamina maim tzasiya reisiya. What would you have thought? You would have thought found means saw, meaning I saw it, and therefore it is mine. And afagav delo asa the other day, and even though it hasn't come to his hand, right, meaning he didn't pick it up yet, b'ri'iyah ba'almakani, you might have thought that just seeing an object, a lost object, is enough to acquire it. So the Gemara says, Tana kula shali, right, therefore, right, the Mishnah says, it's all mine, the b'ri'iyah lokani, to kind of focus and reinforce the fact that just seeing it, right, is not enough, and you have to actually pick it up. Just off the top of my head, again, just jog my memory a little bit. The Rishonim debated exactly what's the case, right, because if you find a lost object, right, there's a mitzvah for Shavas Aveda. Right, you have a mitzvah to give back a lost item that belongs to a Jew. Okay, so the Rishonim work on that. Could be a city that's in, you know, the rule of Kutim, that it's mostly non-Jews or mostly Kutim, whatever. Okay, either way, the Gemara continues and says, "Me matzis amris ma'im mitzasir." Can you really suggest that the phrase "I found it" means I saw it, and therefore we're nervous that people will think that seeing is what's required and really not a kinyan? Didn't Rav Nai say? Now Rav Nai is the name of a lechora, is the name of an amora. It's a debate in the commentaries whether that is actually his name or it's a misprint. And it could be, right, if you look at the Mishnah Shas, he quotes that the Marshal says it's Ravina, right, if you just move the letters around. I think there's another opinion that said it's Rav Yanai, right, we're just missing a yud, right, got etched out. Okay, either way, right, Vamar Rav Nai, let's just say it as we have it, right, Rav Nai says, Umitzasiya, Pazik says, and I found it. And now, that's a long pause, we can quote it, the whole thing, but the point is at the end, not umetzisya, but umetasa. V'chein tasa lechamaro, v'chein tasa lesen laso, v'chein tasa lechol avidas achich asher tovad mimenu. Right, we said if you find a lost object, that's a long way of saying if you find a lost object, umetasa, you find it, lo suchali salem, you shouldn't hide your eyes, meaning you should give it back to your fellow Jew. And what does that mean? That's dasar le'ode mashma. That clearly means that you literally found a lost object and you have it. Not that you just see some dude's donkey walking in the desert. Well, you, it seems to imply, again, because you have to take care of it, you have to give it back to him, right, so it implies that you actually got it. So Gemara says, yeah, and chanami. When the Torah says umetzasa, that seems to imply that you got it. But amiu, however, our Mishnah Tana lishna de alma nakad, right? It's just talking about, you know, regular language that people talk and people say, and they say umedechazile amar anashkachas. Right? When people see I saw it, when people see something, they say, yo, I found it, I saw it. Right? Again, that's interchangeable. So the Mishnah was just simply, talking. In the vernacular, right, and you might have thought that, again, if you haven't actually done a kinyan, you might have acquired it through ri'iyah, through just seeing it. Therefore, tani kula shali. Therefore, the Mishnah said it's all mine. The ri'iyah ba'alma lo kani la, right, and to teach me, right, that you cannot acquire something just merely by seeing it. The Gemara says, I have listened to kula shali. What about the reverse? Why don't we just say that the two litigants, I guess, the two competing claims are I it's all mine, as opposed to I found it. So Gemara says, "Itani it's kula shali." Right? If it were just said it's all mine, havamina, you might have thought, "Ba'alma dekatani mitzasiya bereiya ba'alma kani." That you might have thought that other times in the Mishnah, when you say the other Mishnahs that say about, you know, talk about lost object, and the guy says I found it, right, you might have thought that bereiya ba'alma is kani, that just seeing it would acquire it to him. So therefore, atana ani mitzasiya vahadar tana. Kula shali, dimimishne se rashminan de ri'iyah lokani. It's good to teach us that in other places, right, again, with just ri'iyah, just seeing something, right, you do not acquire it. The Gemara gets to another question and says, wait a minute, I don't understand. V'umi matis amris chadagatani, can you really say that the claims in the Mishnah are one claim? Again, what did the Mishnah say? Ha zev zakatani. Right, it's zev zeh, right? The Mishnah didn't write them back to back, right? It wrote it in two sets, right? Ani mitzasiya, ani mitzasiya. Zeh kol shali, zeh kol shali. The Gemara quotes that, right? Katani, the Mishnah says, zeh omar ani mitzasiya, zeh omar ani mitzasiya. Right? First of all, they say, I found it, I found it. Right? Those competing claims. And then it says, zeh omar kol shali, zeh omar kol shali. Many, those are clearly not the same statement. Right, so the Gemara says, "Amar Papa, v'itemar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, v'amri l'kadi." Right, either Rav Papa or Rav Shimi Bar Ashi or Kadi, who again, that's a discussion what that means. But Pashas says that's the name of an Amora. So Reisha b'Metzia v'Seifa b'Mekach u'Memchar. That the first part, right, is by Metzia. Right, obviously ani Metzasia, I found it. That's by a lost object. And the second part, when Kula Shali, it's all mine. That's talking about a case of Mekach u'Memchar, right, of where the guy purchased it. Now, there was some sort of purchase here. Utsricha, and we need both of those cases to teach me that the halacha is the same, that they would take a shvua, right, and they would split it. The itana mitzia, if you would just have the mitzia, havamina mitzia hu deramu rabbanan shvuala, you might have thought that maybe only by a lost object, by a found object. Chacham instituted that there should be some sort of shvua, and then split it. Shum de mori ve'amar, because there could be mori. What is it? Mori, mori means mori veheter. If you look at Rashi, first Rashi on the top, right? Mora heter la'atmo. He's going to say, he's going to rationalize, he's going to make it heter, he's going to make it mutter for himself. Lachus babalo mishpat, just to take it without any, you know, masav mat, any back and forth, any judgment. Why? Because the guy's going to say, what he's going to say? Vamar is going to say, chavrai, lo midi chaser le, lo midi chaser, lav midi chaser ba. Right? He's not losing anything. So, izol ve'itvos, right? So, I'll go grab it. Ve'it pelig behedya, right? And we'll split it. Right? And we'll go down 50-50. Again, because I'm not causing him a loss, right? He found $100. Okay, so he'll keep $50. Whatever. It's just extra. Av mekach u'memchar, but by a purchase, the lekel memar hachi, you can't say that. Right? The guy literally gave money. Right? Aim alo. So, therefore, maybe you might not think that the halakha is the same. What does that mean exactly? So if you look at Rashi, why couldn't you say that same thing by mekach u'memchar, that you're not depriving the guy of something? Right, he purchased an item. Right, let's say he would lose that. The Beis Din would decide that the other guy got it. So what is it meaning? What is going on over here? So Rashi says, as when the Gemara really says, but we'll read Rashi just to get a to kind of explain and understand better at this point. Rashi says third line. Avagav shezehu shezeh gamhu nosan esamaos lamocher kedok mina lekamon. Right, denaka meter vayhu. We're going to see in a second. And the case here about mekach u'memchar is where the seller, the guy is selling an item. Right, he's selling a talis. Right, and two guys are grabbing onto it. Right, what happened? Both of them paid him. Both of them gave it. It's not like one guy paid and one guy's trying to steal it. Both of them gave him money. One gave him money. He actually bought it in the store. One guy stuffed $50 in his pocket or $100 in his pocket and said, you know, pat him on the shoulder and said, that cloak's mine. So that was basically both of them paid for it. So what's going to happen? When they split it down the middle, the seller's going to have to give them both back half of their money. So the guy's not really losing anything. He's going to get his money back, he's going to get half his money back, so he's not losing anything of value. But afilu hachi, says Rashi, but still chisaron hu etzlo, he's still losing out on something. What is that? Di lo havet tzarich lo, because if he didn't need this item, lo havet mahadir abasrei lemezavna, he wouldn't have gone to try and buy it. Vezeh shabal lachlok, and the second guy who's coming to split it with him, velitin chatzid damim, and they give him half the money, shalok adin mechasro, and he's shalok adin, right, he's doing it again, which is inappropriately, mechasro, he's causing him a loss in the sense that this guy clearly needs this item, right, and he's messing him over. Okay, so that's why you couldn't just have a lost item, and you needed to teach both. Vitana mekach u'memchar, and if you would have only had the case by a sale, right, hudaramu shvuala, that's the case where Chazal said you have to take a shvu and split it. Bishum demari v'amar, because the guy's going to be mara heter, the guy's going to say, second guy's going to rationalize and say, chavrai demei koyoiv, the guy's going to get his money back. Vana demei koyoiv, right, that's not what it means. It means that guy, my friend gave the money for this item, I gave the money for this item, and hashad tzuchel didi ashkale ana. So I need this item too, so I'll take it. And my friend will go buy another item, meaning he's going to get his money back. Right, let's say they both pay $100 for an item, right? And the court decides that it's the second guy's. So, okay, so the first guy, what is he going to do? He's going to get his $100 back, and he'll go buy another one. Fine. So the guy rationalizes and says, okay, it's not such a big deal if I jump in here, right, and grab it, and we split it. Avol metzia, but by a found object, to look at the main marhachi, you can't say the guy will go get another one. What do you found $100 on the floor? What do you mean? I found this talus on the floor. Right, what do you mean? Where is he going to go get another one? So long story short, that logic doesn't apply. So therefore, you might have thought that that's not the halacha. So therefore, tzricha. Okay. Therefore, you need, right, both scenarios. Skumar says, Mecha Chumemkar, what do you mean that two guys are holding on to a talus as a case of a purchase? Velechse Zuzim Meman Nukat, why don't we go to the seller and just say, who did you get money from? So this is, again, what Rashi was referring to. Lo Tzricha did not get me to Revahi. The case is where the seller got money from both of them. One bought it normally. One gave him the money against his will. And he doesn't remember, right, who gave him the money normally, right, and who gave him the money, right? He was just stuffed in his pocket and took and gave him the money against his will. Okay. Now the Gemishna is going to try and figure out who is the author or who the Mishnah is like. Maybe our Mishnah is against Ben Nanas, because Di Ben Nanas, because if it was Ben Nanas says, Ha'amar, he says, that Ketzad Elu Ve'elu Boyan Lidei Shua Shav, that two people, we cannot have a scenario where both of the people in the court case, both of the litigants, are going to take a false Shvua. What's that case? So that's a case, and where's it? Shvua Staf Memhei, where basically there's a machlokas between Ben Nanas and the Chachamim. Well, the case is, a guy owns a store, yeah, but he doesn't have small cash. So he says to a friend of his, right, why don't you pay my workers? Let's say, he owes each one of them. Let's say he has 10 workers. Each owes them $100. But he's only got, he's got a $5,000. He's only got $5,000. He doesn't have, small bills, shall we say. So he tells the guy, he says, go pay, right, each of my 10 workers, $100. So $1,000, yeah? Sorry about the five. I don't know. $1,000. Good. So his friend goes and pays each of the 10 guys $100. And the friend then comes and says, okay, give me my $1,000. And the workers say, we never got the money. And both of them are coming to the owner of the store, and they say, give me my money, right? The friend that who claims that he laid out the money to pay the workers, and the workers who claim that they never got the money. So Ben Nanas, so the Chacham say, right, they both take a Shavua. Ben Nanas, right, says that you don't, right? Says that you don't, and then that you cannot have a situation that where both of them are going to take a shvua and one of them is clearly lying. Okay, so that's Ben Nanas. And over here, what are we doing? We're saying these two guys, right, are taking a shvua. They both of them say that it's entirely theirs, and then you split it down the middle. So that seems to be against Ben Nanas. So that's what the Gemara says, right? If it was Ben Nanas, right, he says that Ketzad Elu Ve'elu Balin De Shvua Shav, you can't have a case where two litigants are going to come to somebody's going to be lying. Someone's going to be giving a false shvua. So the Gemara says, Afilu Tema Ben Nanas, not necessarily, right? Ben Nanas could still hold like our Mishnah, because Hasam Vada Ika Shvua Shav, because there, clearly somebody's lying, right? Either the guy paid the workers, or the workers didn't get their money, or the workers got their money. Somebody is lying. But over here, Ika Lameimer, you could have said, there's not going to be any false Shvua. Maybe both of the guys, they both got to the talus at the same time. They both legitimately picked it up at the same time. And therefore, right, it's not entirely a false Shvua for them both to say, right, I got here first. So the Gemara says again, maybe the Mishnah is not like Sumchus. So Ben Nanas, we settled, that's done. But what, maybe the Mishnah is not like Sumchus? Who's Sumchus? The Ika Sumchus, Hamar, Mamon, Mutal Basafi, Chokim, Below Shvua. This is something we saw a couple months ago, right, in Bava Kama, where you have a situation where a shore gores a para, right, a cow, that's the word in English, right, and you see her baby, or her fetus, I guess, is lying there, right, at her side, and you're not sure if the goring caused her to miscarry, or she miscarried beforehand. So does, the guy who owns the goring ox, does he have to pay for the fetus or not? So it's unclear. It's a moment mutal basafek. It's a safek. So the chachamim say, as we'll see in a second, mutal mechaveh olavaraya. Well, you got to prove it. And if you can't prove it, you can't get paid. Sumcha says, right, money that is mutal basafek, if you have some sort of safek, you split it, but here's the kicker, below shvua, right, without a shvua. So if we're saying here that you take a shvua, that seems to be against Sumcha. So Kumar says, elamai rabbanan. Well, how do you shtim the har mishnah with the rabbanan? Right, ha'amri ha'mutal mechaveh olavaraya. Right, that's hey, ma'am. I and hey, right? They say that, yeah, you have to prove it. That doesn't help here either. It's different halacha here as well. So Gemara says, "Hi, Mai." What do you mean? That's not a comparison, right? The cases are not the same. It makes sense according to the Rabbanan, become hasam delotafsi tervayim, because in that case, there's no two people holding onto it, right? That's not two people holding onto a talis. Right? That's the one owner has right. He still owns the para. He still owns the cow, and ostensibly, he still owns the fetus, the dead fetus, and the question is whether he has to get paid for that or not. So in that case, I'm Rabbanu, I'm Mitzmichaveh, Lavaraya. But Hakav over here, Tarvayo Tafsi, right, both of them are holding on to it. So then Palgi, Bila Bishfuah, so therefore you split it, right? The halacha is different. It's a different case entirely. So the Gemara says, 1 second, but E Amris Bishumchis, but if you say that, so again, we're trying to hold like Sumchis, Hashtama Hasim Delo Tafsi Tarvayu, Cholkam Lo Shvuah, in a case where they're not both holding on to the item, right? We split it without a Shvuah, right? Hakav Tarvayu, certainly over here in a case, right, where they are both holding on to it, they should split it without a shvuah. Meaning that over there, of course, right, if over here it's much more likely that they should split it and therefore split without a shvuah. Over there, the case where the guy owns the cow, right, there's not both of them holding on to it, right, this question whether they're going to be paid or not. But over here, where both of them are holding on to it, both of them seem to have a legitimate claim, certainly, right, you would say this halacha is the same. So Gemara says, no. Filu tamei simchas, you can even say, right, that our Mishnah is like simchas and ki amar simchas. When simchas says that you cholkam b'lo shvua, that's shema v'shema. That's only in a scenario, right, when you have, right, maybe. Meaning that both of them, nobody knows exactly what happened with the goring, right? The owner of the ox obviously wants to claim that the miscarriage happened beforehand. The owner of the para wants to say that the goring ox caused the miscarriage, but nobody knows. But here, Aval Bari Bavari, both of them have a definite claim. Both of them say for sure it's theirs. So Lo Amar, maybe. In that case, Simchas would not say that it would not apply that halacha over here, and maybe he could agree that they would split it with a shavua. All right, because it's Erev Shabbos, we could go a little further, but it's Erev Shabbos, and it's exciting enough to get into the Masechta. All right, we'll go weiter with the whole discussion of Simchas and our Mishnah tomorrow. Have a great Shabbos and a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.